I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The precise movements of Russian forces in Georgia have been unclear since the Russians entered that country on August 8th. But the White House made its position very clear today. Spokesman Gordon Jandro said that the Russians must withdraw from Georgia right away.
If it rolled in after August the 6th, it needs to roll back out. And that's part of their commitment, and they need to live up to that.
That commitment is a ceasefire deal that Russia and Georgia signed last week. Fighting initially broke out when Georgia's President Mikhail Saakashvili ordered his forces to attack the breakaway region of South Ossetia. Russia immediately counterattacked. Today, Moscow said it's begun to pull back its forces. But the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse in Georgia says he's seen nothing of the kind.
On the road where I was, I saw a number of Russian checkposts, one as close as 22 miles from the capital. That's the nearest one, at the town of Igoeti. There were a couple of tanks embedded by the side of the road, artillery on the surrounding hills providing cover, and a number of rather relaxed-looking soldiers. But for the Georgian authorities, and the fact on the ground, is that tonight, very much Russian armed forces still deep inside Georgian territory.
What we're hearing also is that some of these Russian soldiers are basically crushing or pushing aside, in one case, a roadblock of Georgian police vehicles. For Georgians, one would think this must be a deep humiliation.
Yes, it's very interesting. I spoke yesterday to a Georgian policeman at Igoeti. And I asked him precisely that. I said, you've seen Russian tanks roll to within around 20 miles of your capital, and you've put up no resistance for whatever reason, whether you feel that you don't have the firepower to do so, or whether you've been ordered not to. Now, isn't that difficult for you psychologically? And he said, yes, it was difficult psychologically. And then I asked him, well, I've seen Georgian policemen and Russian soldiers, both armed, milling around in the same space, literally just talking to each other with a tense atmosphere, but at no sense, at no time ever did I sense that they were going to start shooting. And he said, what you have to remember is that for a long time, we were brothers, the Russians and the Georgians, we were brothers, and we don't want a conflict with the Russians. I said, well, where's the line? You know, at what point do the Russians have to cross towards Tbilisi for you to start fighting? And they said, well, they couldn't give me a point, but they did give me to understand that that they would not give up their capital, Tbilisi. Now, I should say there's no suggestion that the Russians are going to march on Tbilisi, but it's an interesting illustration of the kind of psychological warfare that's going on here at the moment.
Did you get to talk to any Russians and ask the same questions?
Yes, I did speak to the Russians, and interestingly, I got the same sense of a complete lack of animosity from the Russians toward the Georgians. In fact, I was speaking yesterday to some Russian soldiers who said they were based in Chechnya, which is in the Russian Federation. They said they come here and they feel much more welcomed by the Georgians than they do by the Chechens. Now, obviously, Russia and Chechnya have a certain history, but I think a lot of Russians have a strong affinity with this country. They like it. They like coming here. They like what they see as very hospitable people. And so it's a rather strange situation we have here where essentially, as Georgia puts it, they are under occupation, but there's a complete lack, at least amongst rank and file, of animosity. That said, in Tbilisi, there are some people who are very, very angry indeed, from the president, Mikhail Saakashvili, downwards.
Do the soldiers themselves, the Russian soldiers, know what they are doing there?
I don't think these soldiers really know what they're doing there at all. They're following orders, and I think a lot of the time they don't know what those orders are going to be. I spoke just a few hours ago to some Russian peacekeepers who were holding a position just a little bit further towards South Ossetia from Igoeti, and I said, look, can you tell me honestly, are you going to move out today or not? And he said, no, I don't think we are. And I said, so if I turn up tomorrow, will you still be here? And he said, yes. So that's his take on it. Whether the orders will change, whether he's not in possession of the full plan is another question. But these soldiers are very much just following orders, doing what they're told to do.
Gabriel, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, you might have heard over the weekend, said that the culprit in this conflict is Russia. I wonder if Georgians are assigning culpability to their own president at all, Saakashvili, for overplaying his hand against Russia. Are there any accusations of that kind?
I think there are people who feel that Saakashvili overplayed his hand. There are certainly people who feel that this conflict was completely unnecessary, that it didn't need to happen, and that it was foolish to take on the Russians with all their military might. That said, I don't get a sense that Mr. Saakashvili is hemorrhaging support here. Remember, he won an election with 51% of the vote in January, and the idea behind this failed military campaign, which was to reincorporate South Ossetia into Georgia proper, is a popular one. And I don't get the sense that Mr. Saakashvili is taking a beating for that at the moment. Interesting, Lisa, that you talk about culpability, because it should be said that Russia is very firm that it believes that the West, the US and the EU have got the culprits and the victims in this conflict completely the wrong way around. They believe, and they have said this a number of times, that the Georgians attacked South Ossetians and they went in to protect South Ossetians, whom a lot of them have Russian passports, so they therefore regard them as their citizens.
Speaking to us from Georgia's capital, Tbilisi, the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse. Thank you again.
My pleasure.